Hello, friends. This is Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting today from the studios of KKNW here in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle, 1150 a.m. here in the United States. I want to thank everyone so much for their beautiful love and support and for making Out of This World Radio one of the most popular metaphysical radio shows in Seattle and in the world, with over 250,000 listeners in over 90 countries. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a better place. I want to thank everyone so much in New York and Long Island, New York, and Pennsylvania for sponsoring Mitch Kohayashi and I in a recent series of talks there this week. Everyone was so nice. It's such a beautiful part of the U.S., and I just want to thank everyone so much for their beautiful love and support. On today's show, from now until 4 p.m., I'll be going over the speakers who will be coming to my Galactic Wisdom Conference, including, of course, Mitch Kohayashi, who's the director of the Moto Peace Project, who's with me here in the studios, Robert Satayakim, who's a wonderful Native American from Tacoma, who will be giving a presentation on Sunday, March 15th, Eric Raines, a fantastic energy and spiritual healer from Salem, Oregon, who will be at the conference again on the 15th, Emmanuel Eiter, who's a famous French Hollywood film director who will be appearing in person at the conference, giving a presentation on Saturday, March 14th. Alex Collier, an ET contactee from the Andromeda Galaxy, as well as Rex Baer of the LEAK Project. Dr. Gerald Pollack, a famous water scientist from the University of Washington, who will be giving a presentation on Saturday morning, March 14th, at about 9:30 a.m. James Redfield will also be giving a pre-recorded presentation. He's the world-famous author of The Celestine Prophecy, published in the 1990s. The book sold millions of copies and is one of the most spiritual people. And Anthony Federico, and his partner, Ree, from Japan, who talks to angels. They're from Los Angeles, and they really help people with their angel healing. I really like Anthony and his fiance, wonderful people, as well as Dr. Todd Humphrey, a fantastic natural doctor, and last but not least, Carolyn and Jerry White, wonderful aura readers and psychics from Olympia, Washington, who we'll be having on the air in just a few minutes. During the first 15 minutes or so of this hour, we'll be talking to both Carolyn and Michiko about the about positive things to do to help people and pray for people from the damage caused by the coronavirus. I hope everyone can join us in these prayers. Me and many other light workers around the world and Michiko, we all did many prayers to bring water to Australia in early January, and the fires stopped there within 2 weeks. And I'm very happy to say that I think our prayers worked, and so I'd like to repeat the same thing today to bring peace to the world and healing from this coronavirus. If you're coming to my conference, it'll be next week on March 13th, 14th, and 15th. If you're sick, but if you're sick, please stay at home, and you can watch the event, complete event, on live stream on your computer. The link for that, you can go to my website at www.galacticwisdomconference.com and sign up for the entire conference live stream for just $50. Or you can go to the website itself at crowd-cast.io/E as in Edward/Galactic Wisdom Conference/register. But it's easier if you just go to the website at www.galacticwisdomconference.com. Before Masaru Moto passed away, I did an intention experiment with him when he was on my radio show about 5 or 6 years ago on July 25th, 2014. In the middle of that show at about 3:30 p.m. Seattle time, I asked Dr. Moto whether his techniques for water crystals could help bring about world peace, and he said it would. The Palestinians and the Israelis were fighting at the time, so I asked everyone listening on the air to please send lots of love and light to the Israelis and the Palestinians so that they would have a 12-hour ceasefire to exchange food and medical supplies to both sides. After the show ended, I got home where I was staying at about 8:30 p.m. I turned on the TV, and there right at the bottom of the television screen was a little red banner from the BBC saying that the Israelis and the Palestinians had just spontaneously agreed to a 12-hour ceasefire to exchange food and medical supplies and for wounded on both sides. So our intention experiment worked, and I know it'll work today if we say some prayers for the coronavirus worldwide today. The lesson from this, I think, is that we are all very powerful and beautiful spiritual beings who can create a much better and happier world. And I know that if everyone can work together, we can create a much better and happier world. The cost for the entire conference, if you come in person, is just $197 or $100 a day. And the conference starts on actually it, there's a free Friday on March 13th, and the conference actually starts at about 9:30 a.m. on Saturday, March 14th, and continues all the way through Sunday evening. And I hope you can come. This is a lifetime opportunity to listen to some of the world's most famous and famous and wonderful spiritual healing and UFO people. I wanted to thank the many sponsors of this show, especially Corey and Saul in Kirkland for their wonderful support, as well as Mary and Elias in Costa Rica, Bradley and Jim in London, England, and of course my friends Jan, Eric, and Emma Louise in Norway, and everyone around the world who supported the show and helped me raise consciousness. We're also looking for additional sponsors and advertisers for the show. Any advertising in the program will have a worldwide goods audience for your goods and services in over 90 countries. With that, I always like to thank my dear friend Carol, who designs my website, provides wonderful support, my friends in the Galactic Alliance, and of course KKNW and Eric, who provides wonderful support. I have a spiritual mentoring program where I teach people how to contact their angels and spirit guides. If you'd like to get in touch with your loved ones who passed on, or contact your guides and get some good spiritual advice, please send me an email anytime to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me here in the United States at 509-750-9793, or toll-free in the United States and Canada at 1-888-879-8339. I'll be going back to Mount Shasta twice this year, from July 1st through the 8th, and again from August 27th to September 3rd. We always see lots of Sasquatch and many UFOs flying around the mountain, and we always meet Adama and the people of Hollow Earth and Telos. During that time, we also experienced many miracle healings. Last September, my eyes were healed from 20/50 blurry farsighted vision in my right eye to now my eyes are both crystal clear 20/10 vision. There have been many other miracle healings as well. One lady who was crippled and walking around on crutches in a wheelchair for years in September 2017 was healed completely and given a new set of legs. Other people have been cured of Lyme disease as well as Lou Gehrig's disease. If you'd like to come, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. Finally, from May 17th to June 5th this year, I'll be taking a small group of people to visit one of the world's most spiritual places, Machu Picchu. We'll also be visiting many other places, including Ollantaytambo, the Sacred Valley, and Lake Titicaca, as well as the Nazca Lines in Paracas, which has a hybrid museum of human extraterrestrial skulls. One of the things that happened during my last trip to Lake Titicaca last month was that we visited a place called Amaramuro, which has a stargate. And at the stargate, we put our hands on these rocks, and the rocks started turning to jello. Another person was on our trip named Tom from New Jersey, wonderful fellow, could see inside the rocks and see into the Agartha in the Hollow Earth. We were also greeted by a whole chorus of children from Agartha who were singing to us the whole time. It's a long story, everything that happened that night, including several condor that flew overhead, and Admiral Hilarius of the Palladian fleet, which is now circling the planet, showed up and also gave us, greeted us, and we could see his spacecraft up in the sky. It was an amazing trip. The cost is just $497 with airfare and accommodations extra. And if you'd like to come, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. I guarantee the trip will be truly out of this world. Tomorrow, on Saturday, March 7th, Michiko Hayashi and I will be at the Quinault Casino Resort on the ocean giving readings and also she'll be giving out her beautiful little children's books for only a $5 donation. She'll also be giving hodo treatments for people who would like a hodo treatment for donations. And if you'd like, please come out. I think you'd really have a wonderful time. The Quinault Casino is a beautiful place, and it's right on the ocean, about 2 hours from Seattle, two and a half hours from Seattle. Now I'd like to go on to the coronavirus, which has been affecting the world, and I'd like to bring on first my good friend Carolyn White from Olympia. She's a wonderful Aura Rita, and Carolyn, thank you so much for coming on today. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, Ted, for having me. I hope you can hear me well. I'm at a conference here in Clackamas. There's a metaphysical fair at the Monarch going on, and it's open to the public tomorrow and Sunday. And I just wish all of your listeners out there, keep those vibes high and keep your immune system going. And there's one thing that we're talking about on the immune system is that I like to do something that's called a thymus thump. And what it's like, you remember Tarzan when he was doing his jungle call, is that you take your fist and you kind of pump on your sternum. And if you want to go do the old Tarzan yell, keeping that thymus going in this time is so, so important to keep your immune system up, and that's just one thing energetically that can be done.
Don't you take your hand and you hit the top part of your chest? Is that right, Carolyn? So people can
yes,
do that?
Actually, it works okay. A little better. It's not so slappy if you actually make kind of a fist and then use the fist to pound on your chest, on the top, right on your sternum, your breastbone, and do that several times a day. And if you're in the shower, do the old Tarzan yell.
Okay, all right. Well, that sounds great. That sounds great. Of course, to boost your immune system as well, you can always, there's a very effective, inexpensive method to do that, is to buy some baking soda and take three glasses of water with some baking soda in it, and 2,000 milligrams of vitamin C in each glass, preferably powdered. That will really boost your immune system. It doesn't cost very much, and it'll make you feel better, too. I know I've used that before. Mitchie, why don't you give your prayer, a little bit about prayers for helping people with this virus? Go ahead, please.
Sure. Hi, Carolyn.
Hi, Mitchie.
Well, thank you so much. Let's send out the prayers to you for all around the world to be positive, and people will be calm and stay in high vibration, and so that the coronavirus will not be affecting anyone. All right?
Yes.
Okay. We were able to, me and many, many other light workers, I certainly don't want to take credit, but many light workers around the world sent lots of love and light to Australia in early January, and within two, three weeks, all the rain had completely doused out all the fires in Australia. Dr. Emoto and I, back on July 25th, 2014, did an intention prayer where we were able to bring peace to the Middle East for 12 hours. Amazing. That's just spontaneously happened. So with that kind of power, we are all powerful spiritual beings. So, Mitchie, I want you to lead the prayers now to help people with this coronavirus and maybe get rid of it.
Okay, good. We'll just visualize that this whole earth is wrapped in a golden and
healing light. Right.
Okay? And we'll be just sending out this prayer to all waters around the world.
And especially in China, too, where they've had
especially
the outbreak.
Especially in China.
Absolutely.
Ready? Okay. Water, we're sorry.
Please say this with us, my friends around the world. Say, water, we're sorry.
Water, we're sorry.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, we thank you so much.
Water, we thank you so much.
Water, we thank you so much.
Water, we love you so much.
Water, we love you so much.
Water, we love you.
Water, we are so sorry.
Water.
Water.
We're so sorry.
We're so sorry.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, please forgive us.
Please forgive us.
Water, we thank you so much.
Water, we thank you so much.
Water, we love you so much.
Water, we love you so much.
Water, we love you so much.
Okay, three times.
Yeah.
Well, two more times, please.
One more time.
Let's do it one more time, okay?
Water, we're so sorry.
Water,
we're so sorry.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, we thank you so much.
Water, we thank you so much.
Water, we thank you so much.
Water, we love you so much.
Water, we love you so much.
Water, we love you so much.
And let's send lots of love to whole world, whole ocean, whole waters, everyone, every living beings.
Wonderful. Wonderful. I think we'll be able to stop this virus. I know that I want people just to remain calm about it.
Yep.
And I don't think vaccines are the answer. I think we're better off just remaining calm and taking precautions and praying and sending lots of love and light to China and around the world, everybody who's been affected by it. And I do see it getting better around the planet.
Well, yeah. I mean, if we all focus on healthy emotions instead of being panicked or scared, that's how we can deal with the viruses.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And Carolyn, I'd love your. You have anything more to add to that, my friend?
Well, if you think about it, when you're working with the thymus, that's the heart chakra. And it's so important to keep that heart energy radiating out, living in love. And as you go out the door every day and in your house and with everything that you do, is to remember to keep your vibration high. Think of kindness. Think of compassion. Be grateful. Be thankful for what you do have. And also, it's important in this time to eat properly, bless your food, thank the people that were responsible for your food, and also to stay, Matthias is telling me, is to stay away from animal at this time.
Stay away from what?
Lots
you
of
missed,
good fruits
you
and
missed,
vegetables.
Okay, stay away from what? I missed part of what you said.
Oh, sorry. Animal products.
Oh, okay. Good idea. Okay. All right. All right. Well, I know we're going to survive this, my friends, and I don't want people to panic, but just think loving thoughts. We were able to stop the fires in Australia back in January. Thanks to prayers, we were able to bring peace to the Middle East for 12 hours back in on July 25th, 2014. And I know through prayers and good thoughts, we'll be able to make this world a better place.
Right. I can't. I forgot when it was. I think it was like about 15, 16 years ago when we had this SARS virus going around.
Thing.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That time, I clearly remember that Dr. Emoto said viruses are not the physical beings, they are not third dimensional beings. So he said the only way that we can deal with those viruses are with vibrational technology, the Hado technology, he said.
Right.
So if we send the high vibration to them, with especially with love and gratitude. I mean, it sounds really strange when we talk about this virus trying to spread all around the world and people are getting diseases. But still, he said, but those are low vibration. So when we are in the state of high vibration, in love and gratitude, then the low vibration will not resonate with us.
That's right.
So
that's right.
He said the only way we can deal with it is with the vibrational technology. So that's one of the things that we can all learn from Dr. Emoto's discovery.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We have a surprise call from QAnon, who's on line two. I'm going to bring him on now. Carolyn, please stay on, and we're going to ask Q's opinion too. Q, how are you doing today, my friend?
Very good, thanks. How are you?
Oh, good, good. It's so good to talk to you. We're talking now. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate it so much. What a nice surprise.
You're welcome.
We're talking about positive things people can do to help heal the coronavirus, to remain calm, and Mitchie mentioned a few things. We said some prayers now. Q, what's your advice for people in dealing with the coronavirus and help with some positive things?
Did you say that again, the coronavirus?
Yeah, right. Positive things.
Wasn't that a popular song in the 70s by the Mac?
I don't remember. I don't remember.
Oh, that was My Sharona. Never mind.
Okay, I do remember that song. Yes, I do remember that song.
Okay.
Yeah.
My Corona.
My Corona. I do remember that. Yeah, okay. I do remember that. That's funny.
My Corona.
Yeah, that's true. I do remember that song. Yeah, that's funny. Okay.
Well, as I always start, Ted, I commend you and how brave you are to work with me and all the incredible work you're doing. You're never ending in what you're doing, and it's amazing. And thank you so much for helping humanity.
Oh, my pleasure. This is my life purpose, so...
I think I'll try and not be flippity gibbet with your question, but I think your messaging is perfect, and that you believe you believe there's a virus and you believe you're sick, you'll get it, right?
I think your attitude has a lot to do with it. If you think you'll get better, you will get better. It's right. A little bit like lots of other diseases that people get.
Just know that all the Q posts are for this communication today. Mm-hmm. They're all coming collectively to a higher messaging, and that is, in regards to the virus, you can see that this is another form of duality that's taking place, whether it's world wars or stock market crashes or targeting of viruses and geographies that mm-hmm. make the most bang. And your media, the news, all share a goal, and that is to generate propaganda. And it's important to reinforce these stories to recreate more duality.
Right.
So if you look at the Q posts, you look for, let's say, your shows, you look at 5G, you look at chemtrails, let's say there's some great websites out there, stopthecrime.net, you go on and on and on and all these stories, you can see that it's really to keep us off balance
right.
in what we really are.
And that's true.
I think I was listening to your earlier communication there about living in a life of frequency. What the purpose of the Q posts, again, are to prove that duality is affecting us each and every day the more we use our mind energy.
Mm-hmm.
And if we would use our inspiration in our core, all of this stuff would go away. Now, who are these guys doing this, creating this duality, Ted?
Mm-hmm.
Shall we ask some questions? Like I always try to say, what if we ask questions in this stipulated statement?
Right.
What if somebody is trying to control the planet?
Right.
I wonder if somebody is trying to create this duality for us. We'll see how far we go.
Sure.
Do you think your audience is ready for the truth?
I think the audience is ready for the truth.
Okay.
But I think it's important to focus that, to try to stay positive as well. Because that's what they want us. They want us to live in fear. And
that's right.
And so I want to stay positive during the program about positive things.
Now, Ted, who is they?
They are the ones who think they're in control of things, I guess you could say.
What is they, though? What is they?
Well, why don't we do this? Q, I have an idea. I just wanted to make this a short program today about the coronavirus and the positive things people can do. And why don't you come on next week, and I'll give you a lot more time, and we can go over it. Have more time to go over it. So
okay.
Anyway.
So I'll just summarize what I observe in the coronavirus. So the coronavirus is specifically targeted to create more duality.
Sure.
And get more bang for the buck. You put it in geographies where it will make more drama.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that people aren't getting sick. I'm saying, Ted, do you know anyone that's getting sick?
Personally, no.
You don't, do you?
No.
Now, Ted, you talk to more people than anybody.
Mm. I do
talk
to them.
So where are all these sick people at, Ted?
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, so that would be my first question for everyone. Where's all the sick people? I'm not saying there isn't sick people. I'm
mm-hmm.
sick. Now, the positive thing about this is, yes, everyone can self-heal any virus instantly.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
No problem.
Sure.
You have the ability, everyone has the ability to heal instantly.
Right.
And your messaging prior to me getting on the phone is perfect.
Well,
high vibrational beliefs. You can instantly heal any disease.
Well, I think that's good advice for anyone dealing with this issue across the planet. So I want us to all to send lots of love and light to people in China and around the world who are ill so that they do get better. And I know we're going to get through this. I'm not worried a bit, and I know things will turn out well for humanity.
Well, I hope that helps a little bit. But you can see through this that it's getting popular. It's getting popular, isn't it?
I know. Yeah, it is. But that's okay. I'd like to stay positive on my show. So anyway. Well, Q, thank you so much for calling in today. What a nice surprise to talk to you.
My love to you. You're doing such amazing work. Thank you, Ted.
All right. Thank you so much, Q, for calling in. Really appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, my friend. Take care. Carolyn, we'll go back to you, and we'll wrap up this time. And Mitchie, on additional prayers for the coronavirus. Also, Carolyn, you'll be at my Galactic Wisdom Conference next week, won't you?
Yes, we will. We'll be there doing, I'll be doing a presentation, and we're doing Orange Chakra photos and giving out lots of love and light and healing energy to people. One other thing I just wanted to say, because I'm going to have to go here fairly soon,
sure,
is that what Matthias, my non-corporeal mentor, has relayed to me is that this whole coronavirus thing is one of generating polarity, extreme polarity.
That's true.
And this
is what
I would call the middle.
Okay, we lost you there. Carolyn, could you repeat, please?
Oh, this is the time in the middle.
Okay, we lost you again, Carolyn. Could you repeat, please?
Oh, sorry, I'm getting a bad echo here. It's the time to be in the middle path, to be positively neutral and not get caught up in all of the extremity.
Sure, right, right, exactly, exactly. And
so I'm going to sign off here and say love to everyone, and we'll see you all at the Galactic Wisdom Conference, whether you're there in person or going on live stream. So love to you all, and just awesome. Keep your vibrations high, and remember to give yourself a smile.
Okay, I think you said give yourself a hug and smile. We missed you past part, but okay.
Yes.
Anyway, we got 90% of what you said. So anyway,
okay,
that's good enough.
Okay, take care.
Thank
All
you,
right.
Carolyn,
Thank
for
you.
Calling
Bye,
in.
Carolyn.
Really appreciate it.
See you next week.
Mitchie, I want you to explain a little bit about what Dr. Emoto said about viruses, about keeping your...
Yeah.
I think that's very important.
Yeah, I think this is really important, too, because he discovered through his study after, like, this is another one research that he has done during after the World War II, this earth had the pandemic of I can't remember what disease it was.
Was it smallpox or what? That's World War I, maybe.
No, World War II. That
World
was probably
measles.
Wait, I can't remember what it was, but I'm sorry. But anyway, that was
polio?
A virus.
Polio.
Sorry.
Okay, that's
yeah.
All right.
But anyway, that spread it.
Okay.
And then after that, when we had this, when we killed so many birds after the birds virus went all around the world, we humans killed so many birds around the world.
I remember
so
that.
After that, we had SARS.
Okay.
So he always said, he did the analysis, and after that he said, whenever we kill so many people or so many animals, mm-hmm, those negative energy creates these viruses.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he said the only way we can deal with these viruses is because they are not third dimensional beings.
Mm-hmm.
The only way is the Hado technology. Hado means vibration.
Mm-hmm.
And vibrational technology of high vibration with mm-hmm love and gratitude. Mm-hmm. And it sounds really strange when all these viruses are killing or making all humanity like diseases and illness, but sickness. But that's something that we may have created, not I, but you, but human beings did.
Interesting.
So he said, send love and gratitude, and that's high vibration. Low vibration cannot reach us.
That's
they
true.
Resonate with us.
That's true. It's like the experiment he did with radioactive water.
And our consciousness is really powerful.
Right. Dr. Emoto, for the record, I wanted to tell people about mm-hmm what he did, and you know it better than I do,
mm-hmm,
that he took a bottle of radioactive water from a nuclear reactor mm-hmm in Japan back late 90s sometime.
Uh-huh. When we had that accident, not in Fukushima, but
a different power plant.
Western part of Japan.
And what he did is he wrote the words love and gratitude on this bottle of radioactive water and pasted crystals, love and gratitude crystals, on the bottle of water. Mm-hmm. And within 48 hours, the radiation was gone, and instead this beautiful diamond-shaped water crystals had formed. So what happened is that he'd gotten rid of the water had gotten rid of the memory of the radiation
mm-hmm
and transformed itself completely
right
just through thought.
Exactly.
Our thought.
Or vibration.
Vibration.
It's good to know that everything is vibration.
Right.
And we are constantly, we have constant emotions, like 60,000 and 70,000 times a day. We are either thinking or feeling something or even saying words. Mm-hmm. And all the feelings, emotions, thoughts, words, everything is vibration.
Right.
And if we are scared or being panicked,
it goes lower vibration.
Lower vibration.
That's true.
And viruses are toxins.
Sure.
And they are lower vibration.
Lower vibrations. That's
when
right.
we become a lower vibration, the vibration that we are emitting resonates
right.
with the same kind of
which
vibration.
Which makes it worse.
Yeah. So it's good to be in higher vibration with love and gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
And the protection to deal with those viruses, Dr. Deepak Chopra said,
oh, right.
he said to have good rest, restful sleep, because that way our immunity goes higher.
Right.
When our immunity is higher, mm-hmm. then we're healthy enough to stay in a good shape.
Sure.
So let's get real good sleep for about 7 and 8 hours every day, if possible.
Mm-hmm.
And meditation, yoga meditation with deep breathings mm-hmm. can help
mm.
with some good exercise or movement
mm-hmm.
so that our immunity stays well. And also mindful mm-hmm. awareness
mm-hmm.
will bring us in a state of good homeostasis.
Right.
Homeostasis? Mm-hmm. Stasis?
That's right.
And that brings us a good immunity also.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of them. And importantly, we need to focus on healthy emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the media, when we are focusing on this virus and negative information,
right.
we can't help it but become very scared
right.
or focusing on this something that we don't even have to focus.
There's a video that came out from David Icke just yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and David is a wonderful man. I really like him. I interviewed him last year in England, mm-hmm. actually, or 2 years ago. And at the end of his video, if you get a chance to watch it, he says the best thing to do is remain calm mm-hmm. and be rational about this and keep
yeah.
your vibrations high.
That's right.
And it's interesting. I really like David Icke.
Yeah. Well, David Icke came to Tokyo, and we had the joint event. Conference with David Icke and Dr. Moto. David was talking about the entities, you know, negative entities. But
sure.
at the end, he also said that love and gratitude can change the world, can go higher than those
yeah.
negative emotions or entities. And
right.
so we don't really have to focus on that. But if we stay loving and kind, compassionate, helping each other, caring
mm-hmm.
about people,
mm-hmm.
sharing something good,
mm-hmm.
then we're staying in high vibration.
And in some ways, this is a lesson for the world to work together
oh,
and
yeah.
to think positively about
I
things.
I think so.
And that'll be the best way, I think, to
exactly
to stop this.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And the world will be, I mean, everyone will be learning how important it is for us to stay in high vibration, loving,
mm-hmm.
grateful, and caring about others, helping, supporting.
Absolutely.
I mean, yeah. Instead
absolutely.
Of being self-centered, selfish,
negative.
Egoistic.
Right.
So
right. Right.
this is one of the learnings, I think.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how everyone feels about this, but I don't trust anything that the Chinese government it says.
Well, I don't want.
Yeah, but
yeah.
I'm just saying
yeah.
about the information they're giving out from China. How can you trust them after they've not been a good government? So, but
yeah.
I think the main thing is to remain positive, keep
mm-hmm.
your vibrations high, and we'll be fine.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And you know, another good thing is to be connected with nature.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
If we have healthy connection with nature. Nature heals us also.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we are living in this. A lot of people are living in huge cities, big cities,
right.
where we don't have
right.
any, we're not connected to nature.
Right.
And that's
right.
where the viruses can go around.
Sure.
But
sure.
if we are connected with nature, then we'll be in a healthier state.
Let me ask you, let's go into what Dr. Emoto found about Hado and vibration.
Because
I know that's a big field of yours. How do your, what did he find, and how do your machines work to
help
people? Talk about
that. Yoshi, yes.
Dr. And how you'll be available at the conference.
Yoshi discovered. Okay. This is, I forgot about it until now.
Now, Yoshi is the nickname for
Seiichiro Yoshinouchi. He was the very first, one of the very first students of Dr. Emoto's with the Hado healing the session.
Sure.
And he was asked, Dr. Emoto asked him to continue with this Hado measuring sessions to help other people.
Mm-hmm.
So Yoshi is the very first and best student of Dr. Emoto's. And he made this evolved version of the machine, and he does Hado sessions also. Now, I think it was 1 or 2 weeks before I left Japan, he discovered this Hado vibration, Hado codes to deal with the viruses, coronaviruses.
Really?
I do have those.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And I forgot about it. And I do have, he gave everyone in our office to make water to protect ourselves from this coronavirus.
Wonderful.
So I do have a machine, and I do have these codes, so I can make water for those people who are concerned about coronavirus.
Now, let me ask you this question. I want to explain this too to the audience so they understand how the system works. Dr. Emoto found that everything was vibration. And for example, a certain virus or a certain disease, coronavirus, probably vibrates at a much lower vibration than our bodies do, and when you're in good health and full of love and light. But then so that what the machine does is that you take someone's hand or picture and you put it on this electronic pad and it reads their vibration. Then with these codes, it can program water to bring your body or yourself up to the level where you're healthy and the virus is gone. Is that correct?
That's the Hado vibration detector that will find out why, what kind of vibration we need, or if it's negative, then it neutralizes the vibration so that we don't resonate with whatever the blockage or virus or negative things that we have. So that's the codes that we have.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing. How did he determine these codes, if you don't mind me asking? I don't know. I don't know.
The machine, it's it works much better than the one that I have. It's called Professional, Kazutama Professional. It's a big machine that he uses. And he detects the vibration that resonates with the codes. So he inputs all the Hado vibrational codes into this professional machine to find out the codes, Hado codes, for the protection of coronavirus.
Sure.
And then when it's resonating, then that's the code that he needs.
Wow.
So he just picked all the codes that he needs.
Now, how many codes has he written out? Like 90,000, 100,000?
No, more than 100,000 codes.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. There are
everything, for emotions, for chemicals, for foods, for vitamins, for everything we have codes.
Well, you'll be available tomorrow and perhaps Sunday morning. I'm not sure, but certainly all day tomorrow.
Tomorrow, I think I will be making a lot of waters for coronavirus to protect everyone from coronavirus.
If they like, she can make it, and she'll be at the casino tomorrow in Ocean Shores, and then she'll be at my conference March 14th and 15th as well. So if people are interested in getting some water to help prevent coronavirus through this special Hado treatment, please come see her. Or you can send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. We can make an appointment as well. But it's a rare opportunity because normally you're based in Tokyo, Japan, and that's a long ways from here. I mean, they can see you in your office too, but it's a little ways to fly.
Right.
Yeah. Now, you also distribute these beautiful little children's books called Messages from Water for Children. And along those lines, if children and adults are taught that love and that love is the most powerful force in the universe. Mm-hmm. Do you think that can help as well?
It can really help.
Okay, by simply raising your vibration.
Exactly.
That's right. Okay.
These days, children are really brought educated or brought to be very, how would I say, worried about things, not to do things that they should be doing when they were small, to be really, to be a good baby, to be a good child.
Mm-hmm.
They're told to be good. So they cannot express their feelings, emotions when they're small. But when their children are small, that's the time when they learn so many things from their own experiences. And this book will show you how good it is to be positive and kind.
Hmm.
So I think this will help children.
Oh, absolutely. And there's a lot of lessons here to make the world a better place.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely.
And especially with when small children see the water crystal pictures, even though they cannot read the book, they can still feel the vibration of the beautiful crystals or negative crystals and to use positive words, beautiful words, and to listen to beautiful music instead of destructive music. So this is something that is really beneficial for all children and all adults, everyone, I think.
Wow, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Now, Dr. Emoto's dream, it started in 2005 with a speech to the United Nations, and he said that he would distribute 650 million children's books around the world. Is that right?
Yeah, for free of charge.
For free of charge. What happened when you got back to the office? Did everybody say, where are we going to get money to print 650?
Yeah, that was a sudden announcement. We said, oh, my gosh, for free,
course,
650 children's books and for free
gosh.
Of charge.
Oh my
How
gosh.
Are we going to do it?
Yeah,
Dr. Emoto came back to Tokyo, and we said, how are we going to be able to afford this? And he said, don't worry. This is Kotodama. Kotodama means the spirit of words. I mean, spirit is energy. So once I say it, that'll happen. Don't worry. I said it. So it's going to happen. And we said, okay, as you said, we'll see.
We'll
do the best.
Yeah, right.
And it's been more than 10 years.
Wow.
You know,
and
15 years.
You've been doing
years.
It. Yeah.
Continue to do it.
Now we have
this book translated into 34 languages, and it's still everyone is supporting and helping with everyone's help.
That's great.
I've been able to do this, so I'm really grateful.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's
Thank
great.
You
that's
for
great.
Your help, too, Ted.
Well, my pleasure. I know that I have great respect for Dr. Emoto and everything he's been, you know, and you've been carrying out his work here, and it's just been amazing,
the
places
you've
been able to visit. And
With your help and with everyone's help, I've been able to do this, so I'm really grateful.
Yeah.
And I do want every single person to learn the truth of water, because when we learn about water, our life really changes for the better.
Yeah.
And when we think about it, everything has water, even in DNA.
Mm-hmm.
The center of DNA, there's water called water pole.
Mm.
So it makes sense that DNA carries information, memory.
Mm.
Water has memory.
Mm-hmm.
And from generation after generation, it carries. And that if we have negative information in the water, that stays in our subconscious mind.
Mm-hmm.
And that information comes from our parents or grandparents or from our past life, everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we want to neutralize all these negative information that we have. And we can do it with our consciousness and help with this vibration with water.
Mm-hmm.
And when we can even tell our every single cell to be positive, to be kind, then we can adjust, we can change the information, that negative information, into positive information of our DNAs and cells and everything.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's amazing.
That's something that we can learn from message from water.
Well, I agree with you that we are powerful spiritual beings meant to create a much better and happier planet.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there are negative entities out there, negative forces who want to stop this, but they're going to fail, because the white light is always stronger than the dark. And I don't have any worries at all about our future.
Oh, it will be. One hope that I'm hoping, and this is so important, and I would like everyone to send all the wish together, because I'm hoping that leaders of this earth come together mm-hmm. beyond personal interests.
Mm-hmm.
When leaders come together beyond their personal interests, then this whole world will be a peaceful place even faster,
than
rapidly.
It is now. That's true.
Yeah. So
right.
I'm hoping that leaders will come together beyond their interests.
One of the things that President Kennedy has told me from the other side, he said that the same thing. Once people realize that we're all one and mm-hmm. we all have that spark of the God or supreme being within us, it will become a peaceful place.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's true.
Yeah.
And I always say this at the end of my presentation always.
Mm-hmm.
I say, we cannot change anyone else.
We can
but
only change ourselves.
I can change myself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And each I changes ourselves, myself, mm-hmm. for the mm-hmm. better, then this whole earth will become a better place. And it's so much easier than changing anything else if I change mm-hmm. myself.
Well, Mahatma Gandhi has told me many times, of course, he came to me several years ago, mm-hmm. be the change that you wish to see in the world.
And we really have to do it.
Right.
Our thoughts,
mm-hmm.
our words,
mm-hmm.
our actions
mm-hmm.
have to be aligned together.
Right, exactly.
And then that's the world we want to see in the future.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And we can all do that.
Now, Dr. Moto also has told you that the world is changing and humanity will ascend.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually, these books and his message of love and gratitude will have accomplish their mission of making mm-hmm. the world a better place.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
When it's just 10% that we have to reach.
Right.
If the 10% or small percent, 10% of the people on this earth is aware of positive vibration, love and gratitude,
mm-hmm.
then the whole thing will change, just like ripple effect or 100 monkey syndrome.
Sure.
Just everything goes boom, change.
Sure, sure.
So
absolutely.
That's really easy. I mean, 10% is not that
it's
big.
It's not that many. No,
yeah.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
It's something that we can do.
Yeah. Well. We've. I see the virus petering out later this year.
Oh,
no
yeah.
longer becoming a threat, and cures will be found.
Yeah.
But one of the best things we can do is to remain calm and keep a high vibration.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Instead of panic or fear, stay in the higher vibration, in
right.
a healthy emotion state.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And be compassionate, be loving, be supporting, and helping each other,
mm-hmm.
and listening to other people
mm-hmm.
and helping. So if we are compassionate, everything will be good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for sharing all of your wisdom
You're
today.
Welcome.
Really
thank
appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having
really
me.
Really appreciate
here.
It. And for those who'd like to meet Michiko, she'll be at Ocean Shores tomorrow. I will be too. I'll be there doing readings at the Quinault Resort Casino. And then a week from tomorrow will be, a week from today actually, will be at Harmony Hall at mm-hmm. 9101 Steilacoom Road in Olympia, Washington. It's about an hour south of Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
The cost for the entire weekend is $197 or $100 a day. And if you'd like to view the entire conference by live stream, or if you're not feeling well, would just like to view it from your home, no matter where you are in the world, mm-hmm. just go to my conference site at www.galacticwisdomconference.com. And you can sign up for the live stream. It's only, I think it's what, $50 for the whole weekend? Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or $25 a day. So, you don't, this is a new feature we just added this year. And I want to thank my friend Anthony from Los Angeles who suggested it to me. And he's been giving great help. Both him and his fiance from Japan
right.
will be there. I can't say enough good things about Anthony. He does what's called angel readings.
He was here last week.
He was just here last week, and he was on my show a week from today. He's back in Los Angeles again, but he's a great guy. And they do angel, very accurate angel readings. So if you'd like an angel reading, come see Anthony. He'll be there during the conference. And I have lots of other people, too, coming. A lot of wonderful people coming next weekend. And one thing I want to tell people, too, if you're broke and you don't have the money to come to the conference, come anyway. Money is not the main purpose of the conference. The purpose is to raise consciousness and make this world a better place. So if you don't have the money, just come anyway and come see me, okay, if you want to come. For the rest of the time today, we'll be having, we're trying to reach Bob Satayakam of the Puyallup tribe now. He's an elder with the tribe. He's a wonderful man.
I think he's coming about 3 o'clock.
We tried to reach him earlier, couldn't get a hold of him, but I hopefully we'll try to reach him. We'll try to reach him again in another 10 minutes or so. He'll be followed by Jason Armstrong, who's from Vancouver, Canada, who's been channeling Adama for the last couple of years. In addition, then I'll be bringing on Eric Rains, a fantastic energy healer from Salem, Oregon. And then finally, at the end of the next hour, we'll bring on Emmanuel Eiter, who's a famous French Hollywood film producer. Emmanuel produces wonderful spiritual films. I was in the movie called The Cure. And both Michiko and I were in the movie about water. Absolutely. Yeah. Which would be great.
Right. I think Jerry Pollack from University of Washington.
He'll be there as well. Yeah.
And he's a famous
scientist. Conference. He'll be there on Saturday morning giving a presentation.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry's famous for discovering what he calls the fourth phase of water.
Mm-hmm.
And could you tell we got a couple minutes. Could you tell my listeners a little bit about the fourth phase of water?
Sure. He and his team discovered this. There's a fourth phase of water beyond solid as ice, liquid as water, liquid water, and vapor as like air. And there's this state called fourth phase of water is in between the container or water glass or water container and water inside. And as the water is exposed to sunlight or infrared light, this fourth phase of water, which is really between the container and the water, surface of this water, starts to expand. And this all the parts that has all the substances or matters in the water he calls it bulk water, goes into the center of this water. And this fourth phase of water expands. And the structure of this water, fourth phase of water, becomes very firm. And it's like a honeycomb structure. And it becomes H3O2 instead of H2O.
Could you tell us what happens, what he told you before, here in the Northwest, when we get sunshine and it transforms the water in our body to easy water and we get happier?
Fourth phase of water is really, it's important for our health because our blood inside of our body is made up of almost fourth phase of water. And because of the electromagnetic field and many substances, our fourth phase of water is decreasing from our body. So the best way is to drink fourth phase of water. We expose ourselves under the sun, or putting glasses of the water out under the sun, or living in this Seattle area where you don't have much sunshine, people become very happy and cheerful when the sun is out.
They do.
He said, "Well, that's probably because we're making fourth phase of water. That's why our physical body becomes very happy and cheerful." Mm-hmm. So it's good that we get sunshine.
That's a great thing.
That's
a great thing. That's a great thing.
So let's get sunshine and be happy.
Great. Well, we'll be coming back here in a few minutes. We're going to take a station break here in less than a minute. But I want to thank everyone so much for their beautiful support and for listening today. And I know if we all work together, we can create a much better and happier planet.
Stay happy.
Absolutely. So please stay tuned to our next hour with Robert Satayakam, Jason Armstrong, Manuel Eiter, and Michiko will also be here, too.
Okay.
So please stay tuned, my friends. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Thank you so much.
なたに光